You're on.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. We're meeting the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, February 12th, approximately 1:30. We're meeting for an informal today on case number PU 13-898, a service area agreement between Cass County Electric Co-op and the City of Valley City. The process is such that the law requires the Public Service Commission to either, you know, basically affirm or deny service area agreements. And while we fully recognize that Cass County Electric and the City of Valley City are non-jurisdictional to PSC, the process basically has us walk through the agreement. So before we get to that, I'll just see if my colleague, Commissioner Christman, has any comments.
Thank you. I do not have any opening comments. Ready to get started.
Thank you, Randy. And Commissioner Fedorchuk is going to be listening to the tape later. She had another commitment come up. If we could just, for the informal record, identify the parties who are on the line from first the City of Valley City and then from Cass County Electric.
David Shelkoff, City Administrator, Valley City, North Dakota.
Thank you, David.
Russell Meyer, Valley City, City Attorney.
Right, thank you, Russell. And from Cass County Electric?
Scott Handy, CEO at Cass County Electric Cooperative.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
And Bill Schlossman of the Vogel Law Firm representing Cass Electric.
One more time, the last individual.
It's Bill Schlossman, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-M-A-N, at the Vogel Law Firm.
Okay,
we're representing Cass Electric in connection with this application.
Okay, thank you, Bill. And we have Jerry Lean joining us from staff. Basically, I don't know who would like to take the lead, whether Bill or David or Russell or Scott. I guess to maybe you each take a viewpoint on what you like or don't like about the agreement, and then we'll ask any questions. But it's your guys' nickel.
Brian, this is Scott. I do have just a couple of brief comments prepared by way of background here, but I would certainly yield to anyone else that would like to go first.
I'll go ahead and start, Scott. Well, somebody's got to go first.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Christman and some time from now, Commissioner Fedorchuk. Thank you for this opportunity to address the commission and to bring this case. Just a little bit of background here. The City of Valley City, through Valley City Municipal Utilities, operates a municipal electric system in and in some cases adjacent to the city. Cass County Electric Cooperative operates an electric cooperative system providing electric service adjacent to and in some cases within the city. Cass County Electric also has a franchise agreement with the city, which was established in 2007. In 2012, the city began working on a complex economic development project in and near the southeast area of the city. The city approached Cass County Electric about a potential service area exchange arrangement to accommodate the orderly development of the economic development project. The ultimate agreement resulting from these discussions is the service area agreement now in front of the commission, docketed as case number PU-13-898. The City, Valley City Municipal, and Cass County Electric Cooperative acknowledge this agreement is limited in scope, but have agreed to proceed in order to expedite the orderly development of the city's economic development project. All parties agree that a comprehensive service area agreement encompassing the entire area adjacent to the city is desirable and have pledged to negotiate such an agreement in the near future. Any such agreement would likely incorporate the terms and conditions included in this agreement. Cass County Electric respectfully asks that the North Dakota Public Service Commission consider and approve this service area agreement at its earliest convenience in accordance with the Commission's due diligence and established procedures. I'd also like to add that the City of Valley City, and specifically City Administrator David Shelkoff, have been very professional and very good to work with throughout the process of developing this agreement. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have and would be happy to try and answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Scott. I don't have any questions, quite honestly. I'll see. Commissioner Christman, do you have any?
Well, just at some point, is someone going to kind of go through the map and point out, you know, the blue and the brownish and exactly what's being clarified here?
If you don't mind, I can do that, Scott. Would that be fine? This is Dave.
That'd be just fine, David. Go ahead.
Okay. Commission, I'm sorry. I don't remember any of your names. I feel terrible. But addressing the commission here, the map that I hope that is in front of you if I may just give a little bit more flesh to the story, in that if the only way that we were going to purchase the land for the economic development industrial park, basically for Valley City Extension, the only way that we were going to purchase that land is if Cass County Electric and the City of Valley City were to come into this agreement. It was the sale of the land was contingent upon this service area swap or agreement. So I want to extend my thanks to Cass County Electric and specifically Scott Handy and his employees that helped make this agreement go forward. But basically what it is the owner of the land that sold the land to Valley City wanted to have the City of Valley City serve outside of the city limits, even if the city does not annex it. So that became the problem, that we could not give that promise. And so what you see here is one-quarter section land that's cross-hatched in blue, and it says Valley City Public Works. That's the territory we asked for a swap with Cass County Electric. And then right to the left of that, the red hatched area, is approximately two-quarter sections of land that is now Cass County Electric's territory, no matter what happens to the City of Valley City. So basically, this is an agreed-to process that gives us both what we need to go forward. Any questions?
So Valley City Public Works is going to add a quarter of land that is currently in Cass County Electric's area. Cass County Electric isn't really adding anything new in exchange for giving that up. They're just being assured that if and when development occurs out there on those two quarters, that the city isn't going to claim it into the city's municipal system by virtue of having annexed it into the city.
That would be correct.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Christman, Scott Handy here. If you look at the agreement text, specifically sections 1 and 2, what we are agreeing to there is that we will not object to the other party serving in their areas as assigned on the map exhibit that Mr. Shalkoff just explained to you. Also, what is not evident on the map exhibit is the extent to which Cass Electric already has a distribution line running along the south side of the red hatched area. So we are in a position, and likewise, the City of Valley City is in a position to provide service in its assigned area in the blue hash marked area with facilities that are already in place.
So it doesn't really seem like it's a part of this case, but what's left? You know, there clearly is something left to be determined in the future. Is there some specific parcels that we might as well know about now that are going to be coming up soon, and then we're going to maybe wish that we had incorporated the whole exchange into one approval, or do the future pieces that need to still be worked out have nothing to do with this?
David, do you mind if I take the first swing at that?
Please do, sir.
Okay, Scott Handy here, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Christman. I am not aware of any other areas in and around the city where we have pending projects that would require an immediate agreement such as this. Mr. Shalkoff and I have on several occasions discussed the desirability of establishing a service area agreement that goes all the way around the city. Keep in mind, this area that we're looking at today only contemplates about a mile and a half or so along the southeast border of the city. There's a lot of other areas where we have where Cass Electric has electric service available, the city has electric service available, and Mr. Shulkoff and I just need to sit down and sort that out. We have not had a gun to our heads to do that, and but we did in this case, so that's why we're bringing this limited agreement today. But clearly, I think it's in everyone's best interest to work out an agreement for the remainder of the areas that we may both have interest in the future. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
It does. Thank you. I have no other questions.
Bill Schlossman here. I might also add that Cass Electric has entered into a number of agreements with Otter Tail Power, and those were done, you know, on a piecemeal basis where they focus on a particular area and then enter in agreements with that and then expand on that. And I think that's what we're proposing here, in that there's a relatively urgent need to deal with the tracts that are covered by the agreement, and not an immediate issue with respect to the other properties around Valley City.
This is Scott Handy again. What we have found in working out several of these agreements with Otter Tail Power is that a couple of experienced utility people sitting down and looking at maps of facilities that are already in place, it really becomes fairly obvious where a reasonable boundary would lie. And I have no doubt that Mr. Shulkoff and I could knock out an agreement like that over the course of just a few days.
Well, I think the key point there was the reasonable people, and I sure appreciate the efforts that have gone into this and several other of these that we've done elsewhere around the state. It seems a lot more logical to have you guys doing that than for us to sit here and try and figure out where the lines should go, because no one can get along. So I appreciate this effort.
Well, yeah, and as a veteran of many of the conflicts that have come in front of the commission in the past, I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, I'll just ask our staff guru, Jerry Lane, if Jerry has any questions.
No, staff recommendations to approve the agreement.
Okay, well, I don't have any further questions. I think Randy set it up. I really like when groups get together and have these service area agreements filed before they become contentious. And you brought up a couple times the urgency of this. We just finished a commission meeting today, so our next regular scheduled meeting is 2 weeks from now, but we do have a special meeting coming on Friday. Is this something that it would make a difference?
I would yield to Mr. Shulkoff for that question. The urgency on Cass's part is not such that we would require a hearing sooner rather than later.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Christman, I do not believe that would be a problem either. A regular meeting is fine. The urgency was about making an agreement between Cass County Electric and Valley City. The land has been sold over a year ago, so we are ready to go forward with this. We believe that this is the first step, as Mr. Handy had spoken before, that this is the first step of us discussing in depth and in detail the future growth in and around the city of Valley City. So, again, this will be a nice framework with which to move forward, but it would not need for you to have a special meeting on.
You know, my staff just pointed out to us the comment period for this isn't until February 28th when it closed, so we can't even do anything until February 28th. I didn't catch that. So what I would anticipate we're doing as soon as that period, February 28th, passes, if no one requests a formal hearing, I suspect we'll vote on it as quickly as possible. So I have anything else? Anyone out there have any other closing comments?
Mr. Chairman, Scott here. What would you expect that hearing date to be following the close of comment period if you don't get a hearing request?
It'll be the very first meeting in March is when we'll have it on for voting.
Okay.
Which is the 12th.
Randy tells me the 12th. So if you desire something before March 12th, after February 28th, please talk to Jerry and we'll see what might be available. We certainly haven't made decisions yet without talking about it, but in these where they're both non-jurisdictional, I think it'll be an easy to come to a decision pretty quickly. So, okay, Randy, anything else?
Would the 12th be holding something up as opposed to some other day in March earlier, or does the 12th seem fine?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Christman, no, I do not believe that the 12th is fine. You won't be holding anything up.
Okay, going once, going twice?
Mr.
Go ahead, I heard somebody out there talking.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Christman, Scott Handy again. Cass, it would be fine with the 12th as well. That's certainly very workable.
Okay, well, thank you all very much for putting this together, and we'll go ahead and close the informal on case number PU 13-898. Thank you all.
Thank you.